phase and time. Time domain response. Step response. In my first blog phase and time 1, I focused on amplitude and phase shown as functions of frequency. In this last blog about phase and time domain issues of loudspeakers, I want to transfer our view into the time domain. Two excitation signals are regularly used to show the time domain answer of loudspeakers: impulse response and step response. Since I find it easier to identify things with step response displays, I will use it here. SPL plots are scaled to 2.83V sensitivity at 61 cm distance. To calculate 1 meter sensitivity, subtract 4 dB, some near field effect. Remark: measurements are not made with step signals, but usually logarithmic sweeps. From this, the step response is calculated. The test loudspeaker. The top picture shows the mid and high frequency section of that loudspeaker. I measured the high mid portion of a semi-active loudspeaker standing around in my workshop. Therefore, no bass response seen. This speaker uses the woofer of the still popular Yamaha NS10 as a mid-range. Low mass, high sensitivity, no upper mid-range breakup. Nice woofer, but no bass. If you know the sound of the NS10, I will someday publish a mod for it to achieve more linear SPL. Made to compare the sound of paper cones with good aluminum ones. My own TAU loudspeakers, using similar LF and HF, but passive. Original MF plus HF SPL. SPL versus frequency is okay, smooth enough, and you can see that it needs support from the active woofer even above 1 kHz. No problem for the very good 10-inch paper cone woofer used. The full range system sounds nice indeed. Nevertheless, I do prefer the lower distortion aluminum mid-range. Original MF plus HF step, of course. As most of my recent designs, near perfect time domain response. H and M respond at the same time, producing only one common peak. There is a nice reason why I choose this woofer as a mid-range. After optimizing the cabinet width and mid-range position, I need only one coil to filter M and one cap for H, nothing else. Besides an LCR parallel to the speaker to smooth impedance for use with tube amps. Very tube friendly. Sensitivity around 92 dB, with woofer, and above 10 ohms everywhere. Remark: you can clearly see the floor reflection at around 5 ms now for something more regular. I moved the tweeter to the front, as shown on the picture below. H moved towards cabinet edge. People keep asking me if the reflection of the HF on the cabinet top does not harm the response. See what happens to the SPL of the tweeter moved forward to the cabinet edge. Recessed position yellow. Forward pose red. H recessed versus edge position getting closer to the mic, 61 cm in front of and slightly above the cabinet edge. H gets louder, but due to loss of radiation impedance and stronger floor reflections, response is actually less linear. No sign of reflections in the original recessed tweeter position. Unfortunately, the sum of mid-range, M, and tweeter, H, is less than optimum, without a phase loss below the crossover. MF plus HF summation forward position, but now we can see what nearly all two-way loudspeakers do with the step signal. MF plus HF forward position step. H step rises around 1.7 ms. M follows after 1.95 ms. Look at the SPL versus frequency plot. Try to guess the filter slope. Estimate the phase difference between M and H at the crossover frequency. To arrive at this time, smear 0.2 0.3 ms. Of course, the magnitude of delay between the two peaks depends on the filter and crossover frequency. Higher order filtering or lower care of frequency produce larger delays. Modification. To achieve a better summation of M and H, I added a coil across the tweeter, producing a steeper electrically second order network. Now M and H sum nicely to nearly plus 6 dB at the crossover frequency. MF plus HF forward modified SPL, of course. Step response is even worse than with the original tweeter filter. MF plus HF forward modified step. This is due to the more complex tweeter network, steeper filter, more time domain ringing. Let's look at H playing solo. HSPL alone. Red equals original position. Cyan equals tweeter near front. Yellow equals modified tweeter near front. H original versus forward and modified forward position and the effects of the second order filter on the tweeter step response. Cyan equals tweeter near front. Yellow modified tweeter near front. H forward versus modified forward pose step due to steeper filtering. More negative ringing amplitude and one more positive cycle. Facet. I have been talking about the phase-delayed parallel radiation around the crossover frequencies of multi-way speakers before. Here we can see these effects as two-step responses separated in time. We can also see that steeper filters tend to produce more time domain ringing. You can find more step response measurements, for example, in the pages and online of Stereophile magazine. The perception of loudspeaker sound is very subjective. See a nice article about how different people may listen to the same signal here. And another, very recent, have a look, Horn fans, article. See John Atkinson's remark about time domain issues below the step response in the measurement section of this clip Schwann test in Stereophile.